Josh Berry and Justin Haley, they come 2-3 across the line. That opened things up. Downstairs, Team Penske filled the hole. Austin Cindric and Joey Logano, 41 laps to go next time by. You know, when you're running out front, you're wide open. Am I wrong, Rusty? And if you're running mid-pack, you're what, about half throttle?
That's what it looks like. We've been watching some throttle traces up here in the booth. And right now, McDowell is running wide open every single lap, and back about four or five cars, we saw the 47 car of Ricky Stenhouse throttle him back almost halfway. That's how much fuel he's saving in the middle of the pack.
The field now shuffles up in front of Chris Wilner.
And Justin Haley takes the lead, slides high off of four to protect the lead as Justin Haley takes it off four.
He has led a grand total of 9 laps in his career here, but Justin Haley leads at Daytona on lap 119, but here they come back to the outside.
In typical Justin Haley fashion, he bided his time until the opportunity presented itself, and then he pounced on it. But he's not going to keep the lead for very long. Bottom line comes after him to the lead. Now goes Justin Haley.
Justin Haley swings wide out of two up against the outside wall. That leaves the inside line wide open, led by Austin Cindric. He's got drafting help from Logano, Keselowski, Busher, and Cody Ware.
Team Penske thundering on the bottom of the racetrack. That brings Haley, your race leader, in tow. So now the bottom lane has numbers as Justin Haley continues to lead side by side for second.
As a Haley goes from the bottom to the top to put the block on yet again to the line, 40 laps to go. Austin Cindric now gets a good run on the bottom of the racetrack. He's got drafting help from his Team Penske teammate, Joey Logano.
Here they come into turn number one. Cindric and Logano try to work together. They are up in, with Cindric into a side-by-side battle for the number two position. Haley slides up to block the outside lane. He'll be looking back low by the end of the backstretch.
Justin Haley, quite the maestro right now. First to the inside, then to the outside. Right now, he rides leading the outside line, but here comes Austin Cindric down low.
Cindric thunders into turn number three to the inside at the door right now of Justin Haley as they battle two by two. The first about eight rows battle for the lead, and Haley by nose off four.
Got a couple of guys out front that have won here before. Austin Cindric has won the Daytona 500, and Justin Haley has won here last time by Dave. The top 32, all the drivers on the lead lap, separated by 2.5 seconds.
That means just about everybody figures they got a chance to win this thing if they play their cards correctly. Here they come, off turn two. Justin Haley continues to lead the pack.
And they'll bring Michael McDowell along for the ride as well. Those two ride all by themselves. Double wide action behind them further back. Here's Cindric. He'll look to the inside of Berry. That's the wheel-to-wheel battle for third.
And Josh Berry now has John Hunter Nemechek as out wide goes Justin Haley to protect the top. Hello, Michael McDowell on the bottom. McDowell will nose out front off of four. Haley's still there on the outside.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, they're running some of the fastest laps they've run all night. I'm just looking at their monitor right now, close to 194 miles an hour a little while ago. These guys are not saving fuel at all, at least the leaders up front are not.
Well, let's find out right now from the pit lane what the thought process is down there. This trip to pit road is presented by Wendy's. Wendy's saucy nugs are taking nugs to a whole new level. Choose from 7 different flavors. For a whole new way to nug, it's got to be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's. Steve Post.
First off, Alex, everyone has to stop again. They all have to stop again, and they stop now, they can get enough fuel to go to the end of the race. The question is, when do they stop? The goal is to be on pit road as short a time as possible. So what do you need to get to the end? You're going to stretch this probably another 20 laps, I would guess here. So we'll look at about 20 laps. It is interesting, though, they've been preaching to Michael McDowell, save fuel, save fuel, save fuel, and lap times have gone up and up. So that might impact it as well. But I think we're going to be about 20 laps, and then we're going to be busy as all get out here on pit road. In the midsection of pit road, Brad Gilley, what are you following?
I'm following Justin Haley right now, who's out leading this race. He was told to save fuel right before we went back to green. But ever since then, veteran spotter Chris Osborne has been on the roof doing nothing but directing him on how to get around this racetrack and how to get in front of Michael McDowell. Also, Austin Cindric, another driver, Josh Berry, another driver. They were told to save fuel, but they have not had any of that conversation since we've truly gone back to racing here. Everyone expected to come down if everything stays normal and do fuel only on their final stop. But as we know, this is Daytona. We'll have to see what stays normal. Alan Cavana, what's happening on your section?
Not a ton of strategy talk on Kyle Larson's radio. We know on the last pit stop, they took only one can of fuel. They wanted to maintain as much track position as possible. And we've seen Kyle Larson lead this race, but on the radio, he's not being pressured to lead the race. We've seen him sitting there in about fourth spot just a few laps ago. They came on the radio and said, hey, try to save even more fuel than you are right now. The one major concern is planning for the end of this race. Teammate Chase Elliott is out of this race. William Byron has damage to his car. The 48 of Alex Bowman has damage to his car. They were wondering on the radio, who are they going to work with as the laps count down and we look toward the checkered flag?
Well, you heard the thunder in Brad Gillies' update. Then you just heard the thunder go by 47 seconds later when Alan Cavana gave his update. 125 down, 35 to go. Justin Haley is leading here at Daytona. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
We have 35 laps remaining in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona, and it's Justin Haley with the race lead over Josh Berry and John Hunter Nemechek. My name is Jeff Striegel alongside Alex Hayden and Rusty Wallace in the turns tonight for the Motor Racing Network. You've got Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Chris Wilner, and on pit road, you've got Steve Post, Brad Gilley, and Alan Cavana.
Still one scheduled pit stop to be made. The question will remain, when will that happen?
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
No change at the front of the field. Justin Haley continues to show the way, and this time by, we'll be down to just 32 laps remaining here in the Coke Zero Sugar 400. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
By is the field for the most part beginning to thin out just a bit as far as the two wide racing, Jeff. That's usually a pretty good indication that these teams are beginning to think about when they're going to make a pit stop, and especially in the green flag conditions, you're going to need all the drafting help you can to come to pit lane together.
Steve, Brad, and Alan told us just a few moments ago to look for pit stops on or around lap 140. That's 10 laps from right now. as Justin Haley has the field behind him. That's right. Justin Haley is leading at Daytona with 30 laps to go over Josh Berry and John Hunter Nemechek, again with 30 laps to go. Why don't we give you a quick mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
As we sit right now with 130 of the scheduled 160 laps complete, we've had 35 official lead changes at the start-finish line among 13 different drivers. Joey Logano's led the most laps today, a total of 34. Stage racing is already over. Josh Berry won stage number one. Joey Logano won stage number two. Joey Logano's earned the most points so far tonight, a total of 19.
Dave Moody, like Alex was saying, when we see this type of formation, even though we're winding this thing down, and this formation is drivers up against the outside retaining wall, most of them running single file nose to tail, it's a pretty good indication that pit stops are not too far away.
Got a pretty good indication, Mike Bagley, that they're going to be dropping down to the bottom and heading for pit road as soon as they can.
Nine drivers have broken free into single file formation. First side-by-side battle is where Christopher Bell is on the move.
And Christopher's been doing that for quite some time, but it's the calm before the storm as everybody organizes up top. Bubba Wallace tries to get up there, but it's still Bell by his lonesome on the bottom.
Off turn number four, everybody stays on the racetrack. Hammer down back to the tri-oval. Justin Haley, he's got a Ford on the back bumper in the form of Josh Berry. The Toyota sits third of John Hunter Nemechek.
Two laps ago, Justin Haley's teammate Cody Ware was leading the inside line and had climbed all the way up to the number six position. He got shuffled out of line a bit, has dropped back outside the top 15, but it's a good night for Rick Ware Racing.
Cody Ware now the last car on the inside of that trap that's led by Christopher Bell that's trying to inch its way forward, but the problem is they need more help downstairs.
Definitely not shy in terms of numbers is the top lane, the low lane trying to rally, but Christopher Bell got a huge shove from Bubba Wallace this time. He'll pull up to Kyle Larson in the battle for fourth.
Yeah, Christopher Bell is rolling on that inside lane. Bubba Wallace is right there also. Other drivers, including Daniel Hemric downstairs, Brad Keselowski, and others, and slowly but surely, Bell closing in on the race leader.
He's making some pretty good progress. As a matter of fact, he's into a side-by-side battle now for position number three. Christopher Bell has found some drafting help, and he's found the number three spot.
Well, his drafting help has doubled over the course of the last lap. They see him coming, and they're throwing the block up front. It's Justin Haley and Josh Berry that will slide across the nose of Christopher Bell's Toyota.
The lanes have reversed, and as Haley leads the bottom train, that leaves John Hunter Nemechek, Kyle Larson, and Kyle Busch starting to fall backwards as the bottom lane much more organized this time off four.
Well, guys, I tell you what, it's getting down to one very important thing right now. How you get in pit road, how you get off of pit road, and who you're going to draft with when you exit. I've been calculating up here, and I'm thinking maybe they can make it to like 12 laps to go, 10 laps to go. They can go that deep if they want to. But right now, they can pit anytime they want. Put about 5 gallons of gas in this thing, each car, and make it to the end. It's going to take about 5 gallons more than what's in these cars right now to get to the end of this race.
At poor old Martin Truex Jr., the racetrack's going to start charging him rent on the pit lane. He's back there again. Another problem with the left front after he was swept up early on in one of the big crashes we had in the race. Down to 25 laps to go this time by. Look up off of turn number four, and everybody's going to stay on the track again. Jeff, it's one of those times now. Everybody started to get single file. We're bunching back up double wide. You're starting to get a little bit antsy out there.
Well, you migrate to the bottom of the racetrack because at some point you're going to need to get onto pit road. Now, Mike Bagley, for those drivers on the outside of the racetrack, they're trying to find their way to the bottom of the racetrack, but you need to find a hole first in order to be able to do that.
Put John Hunter Nemechek on that list. Put Kyle Larson. Put Kyle Busch. Put about 15 drivers that eventually are going to have to work their way to the bottom. But the problem is, Chris Wilner, that bottom lane right now is landlocked.
They are nose to tail from your race leader, Justin Haley, all the way back through about 15th position as Haley leads Josh Berry, Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, and the rest of the field.
Off turn number four, everybody continues to chug around the racetrack. 24 laps to go. Take a quick look up and down the pit lane from our vantage point. Don't see a whole lot of movement at the moment as the field rumbles back to one.
Martin Truex Jr. just making his way off pit road. Comes out right in front of the leaders, so they're going to have to go three wide around the outside of MTJ as they reach the super stretch.
Everybody will shift to the right now and make way for Martin Truex Jr. That will move to the apron. The leaders make their way by on the outside. It's still Justin Haley, but here comes John Hunter Nemechek with a run.
Nemechek got a huge shove from Kyle Larson down the Daytona super stretch, but Nemechek's going to fall back to the back quarter panel of Josh Berry for third. Here comes Chris Liddell looking for third as the bottom, now three wide behind him.
And again, everybody staying on the racetrack. They are bunched up. It's a log jam from second on back. Josh Berry down to the inside. John Hunter Nemechek outside. Behind them, Dave, they're three wide. No thoughts of coming to pit road.
Three wide and chugging in the outside lane. Kyle Busch leads that extreme outside lane as they continue to chase Justin Haley.
Three-wide race is the race for the eighth position, and indeed, Kyle Busch does lead it. He is up against the outside wall. Inside, in the middle, Todd Gilliland, Bubba Wallace down low.
Chaos at 190-plus miles an hour into turn three. Kyle Busch still leading that third lane on the outside. He's got Todd Gilliland and Daniel Hemmer to the inside as they're side-by-side for the lead.
They are again mixing things up right at the front of the field to the line. Inside lane has the advantage by a pure inch or so. Justin Haley leads. John Hunter Nemechek is second. Kyle Larson now up to third.
Craftsman is back on track and racing for a miracle. Help support your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital and save 20% off select Craftsman V20 products. Shop this deal of the race at Ace Hardware. Do it fast. Do it proud. Do it with Craftsman. 20% savings offer available at participating Ace Hardware stores and on acehardware.com. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/deal of the race for details.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know the camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 here at Daytona. We work the caution flag now for the fifth time for a problem on the Daytona Super Stretch.
And it happened halfway down the backstretch, Alex. Contact while racing for the lead saw John Hunter Nemechek spin to the inside and do the slide for life all the way down the end of the back straightaway, all the way through turn number three. They have taken the grass out of the skid pad that was over here last year, and even in the Daytona 500, it is all paved, and that kept John Hunter Nemechek's car on the ground. He spun it, kept going. What could have been a major problem was only a minor setback for John Hunter. No damage on that Toyota Camry.
They were three wide, racing for the lead down the super stretch. John Hunter Nemechek was in the middle, had cars flanking him to the right, to the left. Kyle Larson behind, and Kyle Larson with an aggressive bump to the rear tail of John Hunter Nemechek, and around goes John Hunter. But at the front of the field and collecting nobody, Alex Hayden, that could have been really big and really bad.
Yeah, they got away with one there as we come to the line under caution. Pit road remains closed.
19 laps to go as we sit right now. It is Kyle Busch in the Cheddar's Chevrolet as the race leader. Austin Cindric is second. Kyle Larson is third. Michael McDowell fourth. Josh Berry is fifth. Brad Keselowski is sixth. Christopher Bell seventh. Joey Logano eighth. Justin Haley is ninth. And Bubba Wallace is 10th.
Daniel Hemric is 11th. Ryan Blaney 12th. Todd Gilliland 13th. Chase Briscoe 14th. 15th, Eric Jones. 16th, Chris Buescher. William Byron, 17th. Harrison Burton, 18th. Zane Smith, 19th. And Cody Ware is 20th.
Alex Bowman is 21st. Tyler Reddick, 22nd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 23rd. Austin Dillon is 24th. Austin Hill, 25th. Ty Gibbs is 26th. Carson Hocevar, 27th. BJ McLeod is 28th. Parker Retzloff, 29th. And Ross Chastain is 30th.
Joey Gase, 31st. John Hunter Nemechek now from the lead back to 32nd. And we have 32 cars on the lead lap. Martin Truex Jr. right now, four down. It's just been a long, miserable night for Martin Truex Jr. Corey LaJoie continues to soldier on. He is 33 laps down. Everybody else done out of the race. Shane Van Gisbergen out 35th. Chase Elliott 36th. Noah Gregson out 37th. Same for Denny Hamlin 38th. Ryan Preece 39th. And Daniel Suarez is 40th. I get we probably won't see a lot of tire changes. It's going to be mostly all fuel. But, man, you got to get on and off pit road. This is where some of those guys that only need the splash of fuel, Sunoco fuel, have the advantage.
Yeah, they do. Everybody was on pit lane essentially at the same time, laps 98 and 99. So it's who saved the most fuel on that last green flag stretch, which was 40 laps. By the way, that was our longest green flag stretch of the race tonight. Pit lane is open. Alan Cavana, here they come.
Joey Logano, the first one on pit lane. The call is fuel and fuel only. One, two, and three. Logano is on and off pit road, Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney is in. Going to be fuel only. Race leader Kyle Busch comes in. Going to be fuel only there as well. Brad Keselowski, he's in the second pit box. Michael McDowell in the first pit box. Here they come, the race off pit road. It's going to be won by Austin Cindric. Cindric goes out first. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Larson side by side. Michael McDowell and Kyle Busch side by side. Those are your front five cars, but fuel only stops here on this one, Brad Gilley.
And that was 3 seconds of fuel for Austin Cindric. That's all he needed. Also, Josh Berry came in for a splash of gas. William Byron, splash of gas for him. Also for Justin Haley, fuel only on this stop.
And the first one off of pit road with a 2 or a 3 second stop was indeed Austin Cindric. Then came Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson with a 2.8 second fuel only pit stop. Michael McDowell, Kyle Busch, top five off of pit road.
As we continue under the caution flag, you know, this sets it up here, Rusty. You were telling me just a moment ago, kind of off air, you're figuring that they were going to need a good 5 gallons or so to make it to the advertised distance.
Yeah, and that kind of makes sense. I heard a 3 second stop. That's about what it takes to get 5 gallons out of these tanks right now, out of these fillers. So that made sense to me. So right now what I'm looking at, what if we got to go green, white, checkered overtime? Overtime is the only thing these guys got to worry about right now. That could get them in trouble.
17 laps to go here tonight at Daytona.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Every sports fan dreams of going pro and wants that feeling of being at the top of their game. So now is your time to stop dreaming the dream and start living it. The team at Advent Health has got your back. With expert care and resources, they can help you feel strong, confident, and supported. So get pro-level care with Advent Health, the official healthcare provider of Daytona International Speedway and Legacy Motor Club.
back to the green when we come back from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You crave power, but your ride is holding you back. Feeling the burn of mediocrity instead of the thrill of domination. E3's cutting-edge tech, the same spark that fuels NASCAR champions, also delivers maximum fuel efficiency, so you spend less time at the pump and more time at the track. This is championship performance. This is E3 Spark Plugs. Don't just dream of speed. Make it your reality. Power, speed, endurance. E3, what are you running?
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
This is Tyler Reddick. You're tuned into the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now back to the race.
Hang on, 16 laps to go here tonight at Daytona International Speedway, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com tonight to get started. Chris Wilner, here they come.
Well, the intensity meter, Jeff, is about to be turned up to 11. Brad Keselowski and Austin Cindric, your front row. Cindric elected to the outside, Keselowski to the inside as they come back to the restart.
Jesse Delavoot, the pace car driver, will take it to the pit lane field, makes their way to the Geico restart zone. 16 laps to go in the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Brett Dalton puts the green flag high and lets it fly as we're racing again as they go through the gearbox. Couple of Ford Mustang dark horses on the front row. Keselowski downstairs. You got Cindric topside.
Cindric by just a bumper leads the way into the banking of turn number one, but Brad Keselowski is right there as well. Everybody's got oodles of drafting help. Nobody able to get the advantage. They are 2x2 to the super stretch.
Field is stacked up in close formation as they make their way out of turn number two. Brad Keselowski paces the inside line. Austin Cindric paces the lane to the outside. Kyle Larson shoves Austin Cindric to the lead.
And he continues to do so as they enter turn number three in the banking, as Kyle Larson will then back off as Austin Cindric now has a half car length lead to the outside. But here comes Brad. He's got Michael McDowell his toe on the bottom.
Yeah, 15 laps to go here tonight under the lights on a Saturday night. The top 10 full of Fords and Chevrolets. Fords out front at the moment. Cindric on the outside. Brad on the inside.
Brad Keselowski trying to make a challenge as he chugs down low. He's got the lead now. He surges underneath to the inside with drafting help from Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski to the lead.
Into the clean air goes Brad Keselowski. He's all by himself out front. Austin Cindric trying to change that from the outside and will. Here's Austin Cindric, wheel to wheel for the lead off the end of the back straightaway.
Cindric about a half a door up ahead of Brad Keselowski on the outside, but Kyle Larson tucks up right back under the back bumper of Cindric on the outside lane, shoves Austin Cindric off the corner.
Brad Keselowski, the first car on the inside lane, won't be there long. He has been penalized by NASCAR for a restart violation. He's going to stay on the racetrack, but he's going to have to make a pass-through penalty at speed.
What a heartbreaker for Brad Keselowski, flying the King's Hawaiian colors. He's still digging down low. He's just bypassed Kyle Larson. He's first on the inside. That's the only good news.
Waiting to see when Brad Keselowski is going to bail out and serve that penalty. Right now, his foot is in the throttle. He is in a side-by-side battle for the lead.
Brad Keselowski trying to pull out ahead. Maybe he'll duck to pit road this time, but Austin Cindric will flank him on his right rear quarter panel. Lane number three starting to develop a little farther back. It's Justin Haley in tow.
Let's just be very quick and very clear. What did Brad do to bring out the violation? He was actually ahead of Austin Cindric by a matter of 2 feet through the Geico restart zone. Cindric was the leader. He has to be the first one to clear the box. He was not. Brad beat him by 2 feet, and that's going to cost Brad more than likely any shot, Mike Bagley, of going to victory lane here tonight.
Heartbreak for Brad Keselowski. He is in contention to win this one, but he has to serve that penalty. He is not lifting at all. He can't. Michael McDowell's nose is buried in his back bumper.
And Michael McDowell shoves Brad back to the lead. McDowell in tow, and Brad's now got a full car length lead out in front. But here comes lane number three. Cracking the top 10 is Josh Berry.
And here comes Brad Keselowski. He'll jam the brakes, get out of the way, hit 55 miles an hour, do a pass-through penalty. That's one less Ford Mustang Dark Horse in the front of the field with 13 laps to go.
That will shuffle Michael McDowell to the front row on the inside. He now will lead Joey Logano and a number of others. McDowell down low, top side Cindric.
And behind Cindric, you've got two Kyles. You've got Larson leading Busch. And here comes that third lane rumbling up the outside. It is about to break inside of the top 10, and it's led by Josh Berry.
Josh Berry got a shove from Alex Bowman, and Berry's going to crack the top 10. They're three wide from about eighth on back, but meanwhile, side by side up at the front of the field, Cindric by nose over Michael McDowell.
And Dave, with 11 to go, we can see things begin to get just a little bit physical. From the front all the way to the tail end of the field, McDowell on the inside, Cindric on the outside, and a third lane forming up.
It is showtime at the Apollo right now. People beginning to make moves that they would not have made 10 or 15 laps ago. People throwing blocks that they would not have thrown 10 or 15 ago. Front of the pack, it's three wide from fifth on back.
Josh Berry up to the sixth position. Now Larson moves and throws the block. Larson's trying to go up the gut. Larson will. Three wide for the lead at Daytona.
Young Money with the power move courtesy of Kyle Busch, who shoves him into the battle for the lead. They're three by three here in corner number four at Daytona. Kyle Larson trying to get the top five.
Business picks up as the laps get fewer. 10 laps to go at the World Center of Racing. Outside lane has the advantage by a fender. That's going to be Austin Cindric, but the middle lane with Kyle Larson powers back.
Little middle lane beginning to creep forward again. Larson now side by side with Cindric. Larson is in the middle. Cindric is up top. That's the wheel-to-wheel battle for the lead. Chugging on the inside. Here comes Michael McDowell.
Michael McDowell's going to lose pace just a tad. That leaves Larson and Cindric to race for the lead. Cindric now will get a shove. He'll go out in front. Thanks to Josh Berry. Here comes McDowell. Thanks to Logano.
Logano recharged the batteries for Michael McDowell. Just shoves him out ahead about a full car length to the lead. Where does he go? They're three wide behind McDowell to the top to block Larson.
Now keep your eye on Kyle Busch, guys. He's got a strong car right behind Kyle Larson right there. He's been up front the last 15 or 20 laps. That number 8 car is running great right now. And boy, do they need a good finish for Richard Childress Racing.
Boy, they sure do. They are 8 rows deep.
Trouble, Michael McDowell gets turned in the face of the field. Oh, my heart, they're coming apart. Everybody's torn up. 3 cars have made it through. A number of others trying to creep through on the apron. Michael McDowell running second, trying to throw a block. He got turned up the banking in the face of the field. Reddick involved. Byron involved. Larson involved. Justin Haley is torn up. Bubba Wallace is torn up. McDowell, Joey Logano, and that's not nearly the full list.
Caution on the speedway for the 6th time with just 9 laps to go, heading off into the 31 degrees of banking. Dave, you can feel the energy beginning to ramp up, and the energy was not positive.
Yeah, you didn't have to be Karnak the Magnificent to figure out what was coming, Alex. 3 wide, nobody giving a lift, throwing monstrous blocks in every turn, and it just came unglued for Michael McDowell. He tried to move up the banking and throw a block. He was just maybe 6 inches too late, turned him head on into the wall in the face of the field, and it was just carnage from then on.
And we are under caution. We're under caution now for the 6th time. Cindric will be shown as the race leader, Josh Berry, Kyle Busch. After that, at the moment, it's more than likely anybody's guess.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
Michael McDowell flew that Ford, I don't know, 100 feet, 200 feet. It was a long way on the hood of Joey Logano's Ford Mustang. McDowell down on all four tires, though. That car did not go over. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. Did you know that Liberty is not only my sponsor, but also my school? I'm getting a world-class education, and you can too. Whether you study at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia with state-of-the-art facilities in NCAA Division I athletics, or with the convenience of LU's 600-plus online programs, Liberty University has the fit that's right for you. Learn more at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
This is Kyle Busch. You're tuned in to the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now, back to the race.
Six to go. Next time by. The field right now under caution. 70 miles an hour off the banking in turn two where it all broke out. We're only going to be able to scratch the surface, I think, with our first rundown. Involved in the crash, Justin Haley, Michael McDowell, Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman. You probably have a few more cars than what I have.
Yep, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Christopher Bell got some of it, Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher also got part of it. If you listen close, yeah, that's right, two more of our drivers right around the playoff cut line involved in this. Bubba Wallace is, and Chris Buescher got a chunk of it as well. We look at the points as they run right now. Ross Chastain, who's got a beat-up race car from a wreck earlier, is back in the playoffs by 1 point over Bubba Wallace.
As he came in, and here we are, that 1 point, 153 laps ago, has returned to exactly 1 point. What a ride for Michael McDowell. He was leading right up against the outside safer barrier. Behind him, Austin Cindric. Was it a bump gone wrong? Don't know. That turned Michael McDowell. Michael McDowell then was clipped by Joey Logano at the bottom of the racetrack. That put Michael McDowell up and in the air, riding Logano's hood all the way up the racetrack. And Alex Bowman drove directly underneath the car of the flying Michael McDowell.
Yeah, and he scuffed up the right side of the car against the safer barrier. And as McDowell's car was coming back down to earth, the left rear of McDowell's car caught the spoiler of Alex Bowman's car and basically sheared it away on the left rear corner of that race car. So very close call for Alex Bowman. Could have been a heck of a lot worse. As it is, they're going to be able to do a quick repair on that car and get him back in the competition.
Dave Moody, I said earlier, and then we had the big one, just how close they were running, and I had just referenced the top 27 running a matter of a second and a half apart, and again it all broke out. That's the one thing about Daytona. If you have something small, not saying that the bump draft gone wrong is small, but where it happened at the front of the field turns out to be a colossal disaster for several.
Running that closely, Jeff, just maybe 6 inches between front bumpers and back bumpers, maybe another 6 inches door to door. It doesn't take much of a mistake. It doesn't take much of of a miscalculation at all to have happen what happened just a couple of minutes ago here in turns one and two, when the entire field just exploded almost entirely. At one point, a grand total of three cars had made it through the wreck. Others managed to limp their way through eventually, but from fourth place on back, it was everybody in the pool.
You're right about that, Dave. It was just insane how much carnage there was down there in turns one and two here at Daytona. So Dave Moody in one and two, well, he's had some problems over in front of him in the race. Mike Bagley on the Daytona Super Stretch has had problems over there. And Chris Wilner over in turns three and four, he too's had some issues with cars having problems. There's not one section of this racetrack, Jeff, that I guess you could call safe.
No, not at all. And especially at our feet here when we get there, when that black and white checkered flag is flying over the Daytona International Speedway. We were watching Michael McDowell on the NASCAR TV with him being virtually upside down, windshield to windshield with Joey Logano. Michael McDowell's helmet could not have been more than 5 feet from the helmet of Joey Logano, separated only by two windshields of those Ford Mustangs. Now, pit road is open, and we will see some cars make their way down. Most of these cars were running at the tail end of the field. They include Ross Chastain. They'll go right side tires. Alex Bowman is in. Damage fixing continues there. Other cars making their stop. Postman in front of you.
John Hunter Nemechek brings his car in. BJ McLeod is in, and they continue to work on the Bubba Wallace car. Damage on the front end, and they're working on the hood of that car to make sure they have good clearance on the hood. Continue to work on that automobile. You guys have referenced it. As Ross Chastain drives by, this is a pretty spirited battle here for the final spot between Ross Chastain and Bubba Wallace. And right now, Booty Barker and this team are just trying to nurse this thing home and get every point they can possibly get as they continue to work on this Toyota Camry down here for Bubba Wallace.
The damaged vehicle policy clock has expired on two cars, and they're out of the race and going to the garage area. They are Ryan Blaney and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. They will be scored out of the race. Jeff, they're still racing to go here. We're down to five laps to go in the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Clean up, about to wrap up over there in turns one and two. I don't see too many more lights out there. Just the jet blowers just blowing some of the debris, making sure it's completely off of the racing surface.
I'm going to drop some names to you because we're talking about turning the playoff picture completely upside down. We have drivers in the top 10 at the front of the field that if they win, they're in, and that would be big for them and potentially lights out for others. So we've got Cindric and Josh Berry. Let's start with Josh Berry. How big? He's going to restart more than likely on the front row.
Got a great race car. He won stage number one, and he's gone to school here tonight, earning a lot of respect from the competition around him in the draft. Had a fast race car all night long. Jeff, he's got an excellent shot.
Kyle Busch, 93 points back coming in. Rusty made the comment before we even put him under the green. Kyle Busch, win or it'll be lights out trying to win a championship. He is right now third.
He is indeed, and he's going to do all he can. Virtual must-win situation for Kyle Busch. He's in a great spot as they come to the line to get the one to go.
Harrison Burton, fifth, even though he's not in the top 30 at the moment. How big would this be for the Wood Brothers?
Huge. This will be win number 100 for the Wood Brothers, the legendary Wood Brothers, as we get the one to go. Austin Cindric is going to choose the inside lane. The Ford of Josh Berry will not go behind him. He'll go to the outside of the front row. Third to choose will be Kyle Busch. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. The Chevrolet of Byron will go topside.
Christopher Bell, Harrison Burton, row three, row four, Austin Dillon, Todd Gilliland. And by the way, the rest, it didn't end where Alex, and thank you for doing that. I think that painted a perfect picture for Berry, for Busch, for Harrison Burton, but they're not alone. Also up there, Todd Gilliland and Austin Dillon and Eric Jones. All of these drivers are in the top 10, and with a win, they're going to race for a championship.
All you have to do is be moving. Not necessarily rolling. You got to be moving. Getting to the finish line when it's all said and done. Now, we are not going to overtime as of yet. There are still four laps to go. There'll be three to go once we come around here to take the green flag. So we're setting things up here, Jeff, for another thrilling finish at the World Center of Racing.
Well, when you think of the aggression meter being pegged just because it's Daytona, it is and it will be, but now all of a sudden you have players up here recognizing, realizing that a win would turn their season around and that opportunity, Rusty, to race for a championship.
Yeah, talk about opportunities. What an opportunity for Brad Keselowski. He had to do the drive-through penalty, went to the very back of it. They wrecked, and now he's got himself back up to 17th position. And I tell you what, if there's a couple more cautions, this guy could be up in the hunt, even though he restarted all the way in the back.
We're going to see how it plays out here in the matter of moments as Jesse Delavoye, but he's trying to get that Toyota pace car away from this field. There's a bunch of hungry drivers that want to get to victory lane here at Daytona as we get set to put them back under the green flag.
Under the lights here at Daytona with three laps to go. This is not overtime. Again, we have three laps remaining, and here we go. Green lights on. We're back underway. Cindric on the inside. Barry on the outside. Row two. Kyle Busch and William Byron. Up to speed they go, headed to one.
Going to be interesting to see how much drafting help William Byron can provide up high, because the nose of his Chevrolet is thoroughly torn up from a previous accident. Cindric on the bottom of the racetrack has got the lead. Kyle Busch looking to fall in two for second.
Nail-biting time at Daytona. Here's Austin Cindric. He'll lead the field. He leads the inside line, but here comes Josh Berry. Berry storms to the outside. Side by side, back to three.
The thundering herd enters turn number three with Berry neck and neck on the outside of Austin Cindric for the race lead. William Byron to the outside of Kyle Busch for that fourth spot off of Forrest. Neck and neck between Berry and Cindric.
Very close quarters racing back to the tri-oval. Two laps to go. Inside lane, if you can call 6 inches an advantage. It was for Austin Cindric, but here comes Josh Berry.
Berry fires back to the outside line. He pulls even now. Side by side for the lead into the banking of turns one and two. Cindric by maybe a nose, maybe a foot, now half a car length.
Austin Cindric leads down low. Josh Berry leads. Berry gets turned and the pack is crashing on the back straightaway. One car is upside down. Sliding is Berry. He'll make head-on contact. Upside down into the inside safer barrier. The car is spinning around. End over end. He goes into the inside wall. William Byron's collected. Eric Jones, Austin Cindric, Todd Gilliland, Austin Hill, Austin Dillon all have contact or involved. Josh Berry's car upside down, three-quarters of the way down the back straightaway.
And Mike Bagley, you keep an eye on Josh Berry after a massive hit upside down and into the inside retaining wall. It will be Kyle Busch as the race leader as he comes across the line. Again, under the caution, it's not over, not by a long shot. Kyle Busch, red flag is coming out on lap 159, unofficially at the line. Busch, Burton, and Bell. Top three, how about this? Parker Retzloff, driving the Linda Beard-owned Chevrolet. Parker is fourth, and John Hunter Nemechek is fifth. Let's get it quickly. Back out. We'll get to Mike Bagley in a minute. Let's get to the care center first.
Joey Logano is out. Looks all right, but you just saw yet another wreck car going over. Just shaking your head. How do you explain tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's a speedway racing, man. It's a lot of fun till it's not. And, you know, we did a good job keeping our car in position all night, you know, up in the top five the whole race. Got a stage win, which is great. McDowell just got turned and came down in front of me, nowhere to go. And seems like I think he's okay as well. So pretty big hits there. And then horrible to see Josh Berry there a second ago upside down in the wall. Got to figure out how to keep the cars on the ground. Not doing enough to fix that.
All right, Joey Logano out after his wreck, after another dominating car tonight.
Yeah, we're under the red flag. Cleanup continues, and Mike Bagley, all eyes on the Josh Berry car.
And there is an armada of safety vehicles that have arrived on the scene. What they're focused on first is getting the car righted and get put on all four wheels. Once that happens, they can get Josh out of the car. Right now, the wrecker is there, and they are stirruping the wheels. Once they do that, then they'll ease the car back over. no short of at least 20 safety workers that are tending to Josh Berry that still is upside down, strapped into his race car here on the back straightaway.
More from Mike here coming up shortly. Back to the Advent Healthcare Center, and let's hear from Justin Haley.
Justin Haley, out of the care center. You found yourself up front. Usually there's safety out there. Describe what happened from your windshield.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Just last few laps of the Speedway race. So, yeah, good run for us. Appreciate everyone at RWR for their hard work. Had a good car, led some laps, and go to one of our better tracks next week.
What do you take away from something like this? When you were out there, you were leading laps, you're leading the field.
Yeah, it's just fuel strategy and pit stops and stuff. I mean, we just got lucky to flip one of the stages there, and we're able to get up front. So, yeah, good run.
Justin Haley out of the care center tonight.
Yeah, tough break. Justin Haley, a lot to be proud of. Led 21 laps tonight, did Justin Haley for Rick Ware Racing. Third on the lap leader count there. Joey Logano has led the most. He's out of the race. Michael McDowell, second most. He's out of the race. Justin Haley, third most laps led. He's out of the race as well.
What are you trying to say?
Trying
Alex
to say, well, fourth on the lap count is Bubba Wallace. Fifth is Austin Cindric. Both of those drivers have got damage. Let's go back to Mike Bagley out on the Daytona Superstretch.
Josh Berry's car is back on all four wheels. He has immediately climbed from the car and gave a thumbs up to everybody. That's the best news of the night here in Daytona. After a horrific crash, Josh Berry spinning on his lid down the back straightaway has been righted. He's out of the car. He, too, will be headed to the infield care center under his own power.
And thank you for building these race cars the way you do. Absolutely. Josh Berry, we understand from Mike, is at least okay at the moment. We'll hear from him hopefully later on. Let's get you back to the Advent Health Care Center now. And here's Alan Cavana.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. checked and released. What happened from what you saw?
I just run in the middle there, kind of saved our car all day and actually made our way closer to the front a little quicker than I thought we were going to be able to. That caution kind of killed us. We had been saving a ton of fuel in the spot that we were in. Felt like we were going to gain some track position on that green flag pit stop, but obviously we didn't get that, and we were mired back in the 20th. And so we got, the third row on the end in the middle there and looked like the two just turned the 34 and then we all piled in there. So just part of it.
All right, just part of it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. ends his night here at the care center.
Tough break there. And these drivers coming out of the care center right now were involved in the big crash that happened on our seventh, or make that the sixth caution of the race, back on lap one, number 57. Back to Alan Cavana.
Michael McDowell nearly went over. Now he's watching a replay of Josh Berry going over, but he is out consulting with Joey Logano right now. Michael, it's good to see you out here. After that near wreck, you're watching Josh Berry do it right now. Let's talk about yours and what happened to you going in the corner.
Okay, his was way worse than mine, so glad to see him walk out of that. It's racing at a super speedway. It's a, it's not the cutoff race, but it feels like the cutoff race, right, to get into the playoffs. And we are putting ourselves in position to have a fighting chance and really proud of everybody at front row. That's what we needed to do. We needed to be up front and have a shot at it. And, just going into turn one there, I haven't seen it, but I felt like I got turned. Now, whether that was, a big run coming or a big shove coming, the two was pushing me good, and I just kind of got pushed off in the turn one, and it took off. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm not mad at him. I mean, it's super speedway racing, everybody going for it. He was trying to be a good Ford teammate and push me to the front. We almost had the five cleared, so I'll have to go back and watch it. But, just bummed for my team. We had a really fast Ford Mustang, and you got to win to get in, and we didn't do that.
Anytime you're airborne, it looks scary. You're okay?
Yeah, the hits weren't bad. I mean, like I said, that four car right there is way worse than what I had going on. I felt it go up in the air. Then I felt, I'm not sure who it was that hit me while I was in the air, but it felt like that kind of set me back down. So, we always look at it and study it and see if there's anything we can do differently. But, it's the end of a Daytona, and you have that.
Michael McDowell, okay. Guys, interesting vibe down here as they're coming out of the care center after a big wreck, and yet they're watching the replay of the Berry wreck with the first time they've seen it. Everyone kind of enthralled with that right now. It's an interesting situation.
Yeah, a spectacular crash. involving Josh Berry. Mike Bagley reporting, Josh, out of that race car. We're under the red flag, lap 159. This race will be headed to overtime.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Engines have refired. Let's get you back to the care center and catch up with Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney debriefing right now with teammate Joey Logano. Blaney was involved in that initial wreck with the 34. How do you explain the end of these races and what you see from here and what you can control?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really see much. It happened quick. I saw the Shell Pennzoil logo get really big really quick. Actually, I didn't even see that. I was looking at my mirror at the time, and next thing I knew, I was in the steering wheel. So, yeah, just things happen fast and unfortunate early ending to our evening.
All right, Ryan Blaney in and out of the care center.
Yeah, tough break for Ryan Blaney and everybody else who's been swept up in a crash here tonight. Back under the caution flag as the red flag has been lifted from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
This is Austin Sindrick. You're tuned in to the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now, back to the race.
Under caution here in the Coke Zero Sugar 400, we are indeed now headed to overtime here tonight at Daytona. The pit lane will open up this time by. If anybody elects to come to pit road, they can do so without penalty.
And we'll see whether anybody elects to do that or now. Sunoco fuel becoming precious. But as you heard from Steve and Brad and Alan on pit road, I think most everybody believes they have enough to go through one overtime. If we do get to a second one, well, that might get a little dicey. Kyle Busch is out front in a must-win situation, and he is in the catbird seat. How about Harrison Burton driving for the Wood Brothers? He is second. Christopher Bell, Parker Retzloff driving for Linda Beard. They have a grand total of one full-time employee on that team. And Parker's got their car right now sitting fourth. And then you get back to Cody Ware, who is right now in position number five. You could see one whale of an upset here, depending on how it all shakes out.
You're right about that. We for sure have a minimum of two more laps of racing as we're in overtime. It would be a green-white checker once we get set to go. But it's funny how things happen, Rusty. If you look at the running order as they sit, 11th, 12th, and 13th, Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, and Ross Chastain, those are the three drivers fighting for that last playoff spot.
Oh, man, they're fighting for that playoff playoff spot. For them, they got one more race. They got Darlington they can go to. But, you know, when it comes to the restart of this particular race, here shortly, look, we got a Chevrolet lead, and then we got a Ford, then a Toyota. And then on fourth, we got another Chevrolet, a Ford, and a Toyota. So nobody's bumper-to-bumper, side-by-side. Everybody's pretty well independent on the restart.
You know, I was also looking that, Brad Keselowski in position, even though he had the penalty, he's back inside the top 10. It's Busch, Burton, Bell, 1, 2, 3. Parker Retzloff and Cody Ware, top 5. John Hunter Nemechek, 6th. Brad Keselowski, 7th. Ty Gibbs, 8th. Daniel Hemric, 9th. And Carson Hocevar completes the top 10.
11th is Bubba Wallace. 12th is Chris Buescher. Ross Chastain is 13th. Alex Bowman is 14th. 15th is Chase Briscoe. B.J. McLeod from Wauchula, Florida is 16th. 17th is Joey Gase. 18th is Zane Smith. 19th, Eric Jones. And 20th is Austin Dillon.
And we're going to be back under the green flag in one lap. Kyle Busch to the inside. Harrison Burton to the outside. Running 21st for the restart and overtime. Austin Cindric, 21st. Austin Hill, more than likely, will. These are all damaged race cars now. You get back to Austin Hill and Todd Gilliland and Kyle Larson, and then you get back to Josh Berry. He's not in the race. So we're getting down to the point now where unofficially, Alex, what do we have, 23 cars remaining in the event?
Yeah, we do. You mentioned some great potential upset stories. How about the driver that's going to restart fourth, the outside of the second row, Parker Retzloff, the 21-year-old from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I know you were just talking about him. His second career Cup Series start is in position to have a great night.
Can you imagine if they go to Victory Lane? It'll be the postman